So my chinuch age sons, under the age of bar mitzvah, but chinuch age, requested oil menorahs this year. So what's the, in general, what's the chiyuv of a child under the age of bar mitzvah, but above the age of chinuch, to light? Now, above the age of chinuch, according to many poskim, is 4 or 5, because that's when you know how to light the candles, according to Rav Sternbach and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and according to the Kaf HaChaim and others, it's 6 or 7. But so any child over 6 or 7, should they be lighting? Can they be yotzi someone else? So let's start at the most extreme. Can a 6 or 7-year-old light for the entire family? So the Gemara in Shabbos queries whether hadlakos a mitzvah or hanachos a mitzvah. What makes the mitzvah? Is it the lighting? Is it the placing down? The Gemara concludes that it's hadlakos a mitzvah. It's the lighting which makes the mitzvah. And therefore, the Gemara says, therefore, if a cheresh shot of a katan, a child, does the lighting, then they are lo asav lo klum. It's not yotze. Now, we're talking, this Gemara is talking about they're not being yotze, that they can't be motzi a gadol. In other words, a child at the age of chinuch cannot light for the entire family. However, the Ran makes a very big distinction in the name of the Bali Yitr, and it says, no, we're only talking about if the child has not reached the age of chinuch. But if a child reaches the age of chinuch, he can light for the entire family. Practically speaking, Shulchan Aruch cites both opinions, and Mishnah Berurah is strict. We follow the strict opinion that child may not be motzi a gadol and light for the entire house, the way the Mishnah Berurah says, because he's not chayiv in the mitzvah. Maybe you could say this because there's no shlichus to a katan. Regardless, a child cannot be motzi, unless according to this run, cannot be motzi a gadol, cannot be motzi for the entire family, the Neros Chanukah. Now, the next question is, well, what about children lighting for themselves? So to understand this, we have to say over the famous Machloka, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says that in order to fulfill the ideal mitzvah, Mahadrin and Amahadrin, of Chanukah, one person lights for the entire family, and this way that everyone passerby will see how many lights are in the house. However, the Ramah disagrees, says the minhag pashut, the simple minhag is that everyone lights, obviously except for the wife, says the Mishnah Berurah, because of Ishto Kegufo. So Big Machloka Shulchan Aruch Ramah, let's say above bar mitzvah age boy light, according to Shulchan Aruch, he should not light. According to the Ramah, he should light, and that's really minhag Ashkenazim. A 17-year-old boy or an 18-year-old boy would light his own menorah. But what about when the child is only 10 or 11 or 8 or 7 or whatever, above the age of chinuch, should he light his own menorah? So B'Shulchan Aruch, based on Aruch HaShchaim, says that children that reached the age of chinuch must light menorah. But that's weird, because the Shulchan Aruch was the one who said that only one person lights in a family. So why should a child at the age of 10 or 11 light his own menorah? Even a 17-year-old boy, according to B'Shulchan Aruch, is not lighting his own menorah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, based on the Magen Avraham, what this means is that it's a case where a child has his own house. A child has his own house, and he's the only one lighting, so he lights. That's the Shulchan Aruch. But comes along the Ramah and says, no, no, no. Even according to us Ashkenazim, that everyone lights, like a 17-year-old boy would light, 18-year-old boy would light their own menorah, what about a child the age of chinuch, 8, 9, 10? Does he light as well? Says Ramah, yes, he must light as well. Now the Mishnah Berurah cites the Shulta Giborim, who disagrees. It says, no, no. Children are pater from lighting because there's no mitzvah of chinuch on hider mitzvah. And every extra menorah a house has is only hider mitzvah. So therefore there is no really chinuch to obligate a child above the age of chinuch to light menorah. But what's up with the Ramah? The Ramah obviously disagrees with the Shulta Giborim and says that a 10-year-old boy or 11-year-old boy should light. So one explanation is the Machatzas Hasheko, is a radical opinion, is that this Ramah is only going according to that opinion in the Ran, that since a child may be motzi a gadol, so too, he therefore obviously has an obligation to light because he's no different than a gadol. But that Machatzas Hasheko is wrong. I'm not the one who says that's wrong. The Mishnah Berurah is the one who says that Machatzas Hasheko is incorrect. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah goes with the simple explanation, presumably, that the Ramah is simply saying that there is a chiyuv of teaching your child to do hider mitzvah, and that there you must, you know, just like you have to do chinuch on the mitzvah itself, you have to do chinuch on hider mitzvah. Now, Mishnah Berurah doesn't follow the Shulta Giborim, as we just said, and therefore a 10-year-old kid, the upshot so far is a 10-year-old kid should have to light menorah because of the mitzvah of chinuch. Comes along the Kli Chemda in Parshas Korach and says a whopper chiddush, which is really repeated by Rabbi Yashav, but made famous by Rabbi Yashav, but it's really the Kli Chemda's chiddush. And he says that, look, the Gemara says, well, asav lo klum. A 10-year-old boy who lights does nothing. What that means is because a 10-year-old boy should not light menorah. Why? Because in general, chinuch has to be done in the opportune, ideal manner. And therefore, it's That's why a child can take a felt lulav and shake that, because it has to be done with the proper halachos. So ideally, we would have the father actually do the mitzvah for the child. Now, you can't do that by lulav, because it's a mitzvah shebagufo. But by Chanukah, which is not a mitzvah shebagufo, why can't the father just light for the child, or light instead of the child? And that would be, the father should do that instead of the child, because if the child lights, someone who's not a bar das is lighting. But if the father would light, it would be a bar das. So therefore, says the Kli Chemda, a child should not be the one lighting under Bar Mitzvah, and that's what Rabbi Yashiv says as well. Now, many attack this Rabbi Yashiv, including Rabbi Felder, who says it seems to go against the Ramah, and so Halacha L'Maisa, we don't paskin like this Rabbi Yashiv, but it should be known out there that according to that, children should not be lighting. But according to our minhag, that children do light, must they light with the oil menorah. So for that, Mechuvas Van Agus says, maybe, perhaps, ideally oil, because hiddur must be done in the most ideal way. But then he says, nah, as long as it's a fine candle that really lights well, that's fine. So does Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Says they say that a child who's lighting doesn't really need to use oil. And they take every although seems to be mashma that they should follow the full hidurim, especially nowadays when it's not so expensive.